This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Ya ayyuhal mursalin sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsan ila yawmiddin. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. مَا بَعْدُ. Respected elders, dear brothers and sisters, my young friends, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. My brothers and sisters, as we live through this extreme cold, we realize the blessing of one of the great creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us warmth on these cool days, on these cold, extremely cold days, through fire and heat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this as part of His mercy upon us. Otherwise, if there was no heat, you can imagine how life would be, or perhaps it would not even be possible in this part of the world on days like this. The blessing of fire allows us to heat our homes, to cook. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it one of the essentials for survival. Yet, just like with water, just like the case is with water, which is also essential, it can be incredibly destructive if it goes beyond a certain limit. This past week, sadly, we have witnessed multiple tragedies caused by fire. For example, in the Bronx in New York City, 17 of our brothers and sisters perished, including 8 children. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. They were living in substandard housing in low-income areas with not enough heat in their building. Things that they had and other issues that they had complained about repeatedly. And the fire was started in a continuously running heater, or started by a continuously running heater. Closer to home, we saw the tragic explosion and fire on Maryville Road, where 6 people were killed at a tanker truck manufacturing facility. There were 2 fires yesterday in 2 homes in Ottawa. And also yesterday in Brampton, 3 children perished in a fire in their home. Their mother had just gone briefly to drop off one of the younger siblings at school and returned to find her home ablaze and 3 of her children now gone. There was a fire in Mississauga on Saturday where an 18-year-old rescued 5 children from their burning home. And he happened to be a Muslim. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant comfort and ease to all loved ones who are living through this tragedy. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and forgiveness upon all of our brothers and sisters who have perished. Ameen ya Rabbal Alameen. Fire, when it is no longer contained, can lead to tragic loss of life and property. And my brothers and sisters, we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this quality of burning in fire, and it is subject to Allah's permission to burn. When the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is revoked or denied, then fire, which can be so destructive, becomes cool. Namrud, the king of Babylon, kindled a massive blaze, perhaps for years, it is said, to punish Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yet, even in that massive fire, even with that massive fire, there was no harm to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. That we ordered, O fire, be cool and safe for Ibrahim alayhi salam. And so the fire became cool, and Ibrahim alayhi salam walked out, to the amazement of everyone who was watching, without any burns, without any harm whatsoever. Thus we know, my brothers and sisters, that we must always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. the only one who is capable of all things without exception. إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of anything and everything without exception. And it is upon Him whose that permission for every creation, or He is the one to whom, upon whom every creation is dependent upon for permission. If Allah's permission is not there, nothing can happen, no one can do anything. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would make dua for protection against various types of tragedies and harms, including those caused by fire. He would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min at-taraddi wal hadami wal gharqi wal hariq. O Allah, I seek refuge with you from falling from a high place, being crushed, drowning, and burning, and many other things as well. Now, believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of all things, believing in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should not stop us from dealing with Allah's creation according to the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us even about fire safety. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam even taught us about fire safety. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma related that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, La tatruku an-nara fi buyutikum hina tanamun. That do not keep the fire burning in your homes when you go to bed. As reported by Bukhari and Muslim. So do not leave an open fire. Do not leave the fire burning in your homes when you go to bed. And the top causes of fire in Canada, the top five. Number one, unattended cooking and cooking equipment. You're frying something, you're frying samosas, you're frying something. You get distracted and the heat is high. And you come back and there's a huge blaze. And by the way, when you have an oil fire, you never put water on it. Normally you put water on fires, but not an oil fire, because it's actually going to make it worse. So number one, unattended cooking and cooking equipment. Number two, space heaters and chimneys. Right, when we have heaters that are plugged in, or we have chimneys. When I was young, we had a fire in our house due to the fireplace in the chimney. Alhamdulillah, everyone was okay. But space heaters and chimneys, number two, cause the fires. Number three, cigarettes and smoking. Don't smoke. It's bad for your health. It's haram or close to haram. And it'll protect you from this too, inshallah. Number four, electrical and lighting equipment. You know, you plug in too many things into an extension cord, or, you know, into a wall outlet, especially the ones that duplicate, you know, that add more sockets, and it can't handle the load, and there's an overload, and that can start a fire, as an example. Number five, candles, right? And going back to the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, do not leave fire unattended when you go to sleep. Now, during the winter months, heating equipment, like portable space heaters, are the leading cause of home fires. So please, my brothers and sisters, take care, be careful. Good practices for further protection from house fires: have working smoke detectors. Make sure that smoke detectors are working in your home. Test them regularly. And also, it's a good idea to keep a fire extinguisher near the doorway of your kitchen. They don't cost too much. Buy a fire extinguisher, keep it in, you know, nearby. So, al-'iyadhu billah, if something happens, you can quickly put out the fire, inshallah. Now, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees that a fire should occur, then the scholars regard it as mustahab, as recommended, advisable, to say takbir whilst putting out the fire. And they say that saying takbir at the time of putting out the fire will help in extinguishing it and prevent its harm. This is related from Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, radiallahu anhu, that if you see a fire, then say takbir, for takbir will extinguish it, radiallahu anhuma. He said, if you see a fire, then say takbir, for takbir will extinguish it. Ibn al-Qayyum rahimahullah said, when the Muslim magnifies his Lord, his takbir has the effect of suppressing the fire and the shaitan, who is made of his substance, so the fire is extinguished. We ourselves and others have tried this and have found it to be so. Now, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has willed, my brothers and sisters, will come to pass. But our job is to have faith and to take precautions. And many times, what Allah has willed comes after we make a choice, or we neglect something that we were supposed to do. But while we talk about fire and protection of our homes and the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with regards to protection against fires, there's a great lesson here. And that is, if we are to be cautious about a small flame that can destroy our home and belongings and lead to loss of life, how much more cautious should we be about the much larger and more ferocious fire that can destroy our afterlife, possibly for eternity, forever. In the hereafter, my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the judge. And He will judge according to His law and His guidelines, not ours. Whether we like it or not, whether we agree with it or not, that is the reality. On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the judge for everyone. Doesn't matter who you are. Even if someone's an atheist and doesn't believe in God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the judge, whether they like it or not. That's just the reality. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge us according to His laws and His guidelines. Because He is the ultimate judge, and He will be the king, the master of judgment on, He always is, but on the day of judgment, He will be the one deciding, not us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already warned us, all human beings, that His punishment in the hereafter is the fire. Whether for some time or for eternity, punishment for what He considers to be crimes, and for those whose scale of deeds is heavier with deeds that Allah considers to be bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us about this. He's warned us. Allah azza wa jal tells us, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be admitted into gardens under which rivers flow, to stay there forever. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, to stay there forever, and that is the ultimate triumph. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعْدَ حُدُودَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. But whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and exceeds their limits, will be cast into the fire to stay there forever, and they will suffer a humiliating punishment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. Allahumma ajinna min al-nar. اللهم أجلنا من النار. الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us, يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا. O believers, protect yourselves and your families from a fire. And then he describes that fire. وقودها الناس والحجارة, whose fuel is people and stones. لا إله إلا الله. عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد, overseen by formidable and severe angels. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. Angels who never disobey whatever Allah orders, always doing as commanded. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a clear, direct warning and command with regards to ourselves and our loved ones. So this is a huge, terrible fire. There's no comparison with any fire in this dunya. You can think of the worst volcano on this earth, the most ferocious fire, and compare it to the fire of the hereafter, and there's no comparison. Yet, the beauty of it, this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the smallest of actions with sincerity and iman can tip the scale for a person towards goodness and protect them from the fire. So don't give up. Don't give up and don't become despondent. Keep perfecting your iman and keep doing good, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, اتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Adi ibn Hatim radiyallahu anhu related, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, guard yourself from the fire even with half a date in charity. You imagine the fire, a ferocious fire, the fire of hell, and half a date in charity. How is this going to protect you from the fire of hell? Yet it's the sincerity, it's the weight of the sincerity and iman that a person gives, even that half a date in charity, with which a person gives that half a date in charity, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can protect them. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, because our religion is universal, it's for everyone. What if someone doesn't even have half a date? فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَبِكَلِمَةٍ طَيِّبَةٍ. If one cannot find it, if you can't even find half a date, then with a good word. Protect yourself from the fire of hell. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the souls of our brothers and sisters who are lost. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give patience to their loved ones. May He protect us all from the harms of fires in this world. And may He protect us and all of our future progeny from the fire of the hereafter. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. My brothers and sisters, we have some sad news. The passing of the mother of our sister, Rabia Qureshi, the mother-in-law of our brother, Chaudhry Imran Khalid. She passed away. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And our brother, Fayaz Qadri, also just messaged to say that his grandmother has passed away in Leicester, England. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So make dua for them both and for everyone who has returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ighfir lahum warhamhum wa'afihim wa'fu anhum wa akrim nuzulahum wa wassi' madkhalahum waghsilhum bil ma'i wal thalji wal barad wa naqqihim min al khataya kama yunqqa ath-thawb al abyad min ad-danas wa abdilhum daran khayran min darihim wa abdilhum ahlan khayran min ahlihim wa adkhilhum al jannah wa a'idhhum min adhab al qabri wa adhab al nar. اللهم اجعل قبورهم روضة من رياض الجنة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انزلهم منازل الصديقين الشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا يا رب العالمين. Please grant sabr jameel to all loved ones, all the relatives يا رب العالمين. Oh Allah, please make this difficult time easy for them. Ameen يا رب العالمين.